Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Don't forget the all the news on the Power Hour. If we don't cover something, go check it online. We're going to try to cover a lot of stories today. First hour is going to be news and your calls, and I'm probably going to be a lot of calls after yesterday.
I would think so.
Yeah, we'll see. I got a
couple calls.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. A lot of important things we're going to go over. Jason Derkovitz from Grown by Nature. Grown by Nature are my favorite line of vitamins there are, period. When my wife was pregnant, Jason hooked us up. My wife was pounding all the pregnancies, all the last two. Let's see. How many years have been? Yeah, the last two pregnancies all been with Grown by Nature. These are Grown by Nature children.
I love their products, too.
You know, oh, they're fantastic.
Fantastic.
So he's going to be here. We're going to talk to him about a variety of things, including different ways. What do you need to detox your body? If, you know, because some people are forced to get the vaccine. I don't want to say that. Nobody is forced to take the vaccine. They're put in a corner and they feel like they have to mm-hmm. take the vaccine. I'll say that. So what are some things we can do to help with that?
That $1,400 check is supposedly a Republican introduced a bill to tie it to taking the vaccine. You won't get your $1,400 stimulus check unless you do.
Is that why they've waited on the check?
Must.
Yeah, you would thought the way they were talking, like soon as Biden is in, they were going to give a check out.
Bing, bang, boom, it's there.
They're gonna wait a little bit and then tie it to...
tie it to the vaccine. That's what I heard.
Yeah. You remember Alex called in and was talking about going to a foreign country to visit his relatives? Alex, if you're listening, I'd like to, if you have any updates on that, please keep us informed about that situation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In the vaccine and
he was
what?
He going to go.
I don't know. I assumed Europe, but
Europe,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
But
I don't know. Could have been South America. I have no idea. I don't know why I assumed Europe at the time, but that doesn't mean it was.
I think my friend said she's going to Malta or somewhere around there, and she's not made to take a vaccine so far, she said.
Malta? Was she is she a knight of Malta?
No, she wants to leave the country.
Okay. Well, I understand why people start to think that.
Yeah. And so far, she hasn't had to take a vaccine.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can hear Uncle Kevin. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. It's a great day in America.
I texted somebody. You know, they've been a little down with everything. You know? I said, "How are you doing this morning?" He said, "I'm alive. Whatever, doing fine." It's another great day in America.
Damn.
Texted me back. So very good. Couple important things to bring to your attention. Pastor Butch. I think, well, he's been a guest on the show, if you've seen that. But a lot of people, of course, a lot of people, know Pastor Butch, anyway. Pastor Butch he's had some health problems. I knew he was a little sick. I just thought, you know, he's just a little sick. I didn't know it was as serious as it was. I found out this morning. I just talked basically just before we went on air.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Pastor Butch. He's doing better.
He didn't sound like himself, so I didn't know who the heck you were talking about.
Yeah,
he's got a distinctive voice.
He's been through something.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to take his whole story, but, you know,
needs our prayers.
He needs our prayers. That's a good way to put it. Pastor Butch.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, pray for us all and be prepared. You want to take it as a, I don't care. Take it any way you want. If you haven't noticed, I'm a little on edge, and I don't care what I say anymore. If you didn't know from yesterday, I don't care.
It was great.
Take it any way you want.
It was good radio.
You must have these products before you need the product.
Or before you can't get them.
Well, it's not even that. Right now, it's before you need them.
Right.
My aunt, she wouldn't have had what she had.
Oh, I
God
know.
Only knows what she... That's the honest to God truth.
No, I agree. Yep. I agree.
Check that out. Pastor Butch, please pray for Pastor Butch.
Mm-hmm.
We got an email. It took us a little while to file in this quote. You know, some of these quotes on Google, and you find them, if you find something that really is interesting and really, like, wow, you better print it out.
Yeah.
And you better put it in a file.
It's gone.
Yeah, you better do something. Anyway, we got a an email. This is a nice email. See, Catherine will send me the
loving email.
Yeah, Catherine will send me the good emails. She keeps the other ones from me these days.
That's what keeps her hair red. She reads all them. Let it fire her up.
Yeah, Daniel, you are one of my heroes. That's very nice. If you knew me very well, gosh. I don't know who say that, but thank you. They're very good. I mean, we're all heroes. You're my hero. I mean, really, you guys do something. You push these things. You have to deal with it's a lot harder to be me than you in some ways, but it's a lot easier to be me than you in some ways. I can, this is my kind of mission to get on microphone. It's faceless. There's nobody in front of me. You guys are the ones that now got to take the message out to your family, to whatever. You know, that's, in many ways harder than me getting on this microphone, especially now that I'm, had some years of experience. I have some level of competency. It's easier for me to sit here in front of this microphone and say these things than you to, now try to get your father, your mother, your grandma, whatever. Yeah, exactly. So you're my hero, and that's where the rubber meets the road. Anyway, I'm an old guy and have seen a lot in my years. Very good. You quoted a vaccination plan quote from around 1908 or so, outlining a plan to use vax to change humankind. Please send me this source quote. I feel it important to help educate my family. God bless you and yours and Uncle Kevin.
Well, thank you very much.
Here's the quote. We found the quote. This is Rudolf Steiner. Now, who is Rudolf Steiner? He is was an Austrian.
Sounds Austrian.
He was an Austrian philosopher, writer.
Mm-hmm.
He became prominent in America. He was a member of the Theosophic Society, if you know that, with Madame Blavatsky. If you know about that deal, that's a whole nother story. But he became critical thought of what was going on in, the world and literature and what have you. So he was, I just got a text says my voice is spotty, shaky.
What does that mean? Going in and out?
I don't know.
Sounds good to me.
Well, okay. We'll see what we can do. Yeah. I apologize if that's the case. Todd, are we okay?
Losing any packets?
Okay. All right. We'll go for it. Anyway, so he was Aldous Huxley, Brave New World, all those people, all this kind of the same. He didn't grow up with them, but kind of the same. They kind of met in the middle and kind of the same kind of ideas.
Yeah.
Here's his quote. And now he was prominent. I don't know when the quote was. You can Google this, Rudolf Steiner. Rudolf Steiner quote about vaccines or quote about.
Probably start page instead of Google.
In the future, here's his quote. In the future, we will eliminate the soul with medicine. So just put that in. We'll eliminate the soul with medicine, Rudolf Steiner, and you'll learn all about this. In the future, we will eliminate the soul with medicine. Under the pretext of a healthy point of view, there will be a vaccine by which the human body will be treated as soon as possible directly at birth. I guess when you're born with the hepatitis vaccine,
right.
Does that qualify?
That's part of it.
So that the human being cannot develop the thought of the existence of soul and spirit. To materialistic doctors will be entrusted the task of removing the soul of humanity. As today, people are vaccinated against this disease or that disease, so in the future, children will be vaccinated with a substance that can be produced precisely in such a way that people, thanks to this vaccination, will be immune to being subject to the madness of spiritual life. Does that sound like the God gene and disconnecting yourself?
Absolutely the God gene.
And all that, disconnecting yourself from your connection to divine?
Yep.
He would be extremely smart, but he would not develop a conscious, kind of like an automaton almost, a robot almost.
Psychopath.
That's right, a psychopath.
There you go.
High intelligence with no empathy.
Yes.
That's a psychopath.
Yes.
And that is the true goal of some materialistic circles. Some, you mean the circles he runs in, their talk and all, you mean those circles?
Rich circles.
Yeah. With such a vaccine, you can easily make the etheric body loose in the physical body. Once the etheric body is detached, the relationship between the universe and the etheric body would become extremely unstable, and man would become an automaton. There you go. For the physical body of man must be polished on this earth by spiritual will. See these double standards in these people? Anyway, so the vaccine becomes a kind of force. Man can no longer get rid of a materialistic feeling. He becomes materialistic of constitution and can no longer rise to the spiritual. Rudolf Steiner, 1861 to 1925. Is when he lived.
There you go. Look it up.
There you go. So that's
Well, how many
chilling?
How many military people have had post-traumatic syndrome? You know, they got this vaccine for them to get rid of that syndrome, and then all of a sudden they feel like they have no connection to God. Did they get that?
Did they experiment on him
and got to get rid of the God gene in your brain? Because they have
identified it, supposedly.
Yes, identified it.
They've admitted that in corporate media, you know, widely accepted publications have published this information.
Absolutely. So I say yes. I think they have got it.
Story out of New York. You know, a lot's going on in New York with these nursing homes and, mm-hmm. you know, Cuomo, whatever. I'm probably going to mess her name up, but Judith Smetkadik. The doctor said she's about to die.
Hmm?
And said you got about 20%. If she gets on this ventilator, she's only got about 20% chance to live. The hospital's even telling her. What have we been telling you? What have we been telling you? The hospital's telling her she has an 80% chance to die. That means it's 95. But anyway, go ahead.
That's because they got a dial that goes up to 11.
I don't know. I'm not going to say all that. But even the hospital is telling her family, she's got 80% chance to die. She's on the ventilator, not doing well at all.
Mm-hmm.
Her family researches this ivermectin, which is a dewormer for dogs and different things.
That's exactly right.
And they said, well, we want to try this. Doctor said, well, that's not approved for this and that. And then they go to the head of the hospital and they said, look, there's one. She's about to die.
Yeah. Trump signed that right to try.
Well, that'll be gone.
It will be gone, but I think it's still in that.
And so he said, look, what have you got to lose? Uh-huh. Just try. And finally the hospital said, okay, all right. Let's do it. They give her the ivermectin.
Yeah.
She does a miraculous 48-hour turnaround. Mm-hmm. She's off the ventilator.
Oh, yeah.
So they said, well, you can go out of the hospital
mm-hmm.
or out of the ICU.
Okay.
So now she can go to another type of hospital under doctor's care. You know, totally different setup. You're not in extreme danger anymore.
Right.
But you're still in danger.
Yeah, you're not.
You're not out of the clear, but you're not. Right. You know, right.
Not in
it.
Intensive care.
Right. So she goes to the other doctor at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And then her family says, okay, where's her ivermectin? You know, that's working really well. Ivermectin? You're not getting any ivermectin.
Oh, boy. You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, man.
So what happens to Judy?
She dies.
No, she doesn't die.
Oh.
She immediately,
falls
back and starts doing really bad. The her children be like, look, give her the ivermectin. No, we're not doing it.
Wow.
They get a lawyer. They go to court. The Judge Novak in New York. Finally, a judge.
With some cojones.
Well, for with some morality.
Yeah.
You know, with some sense of something. You give her that ivermectin and you give it to her now. And their argument was, well, judges can't order us to do that. You give her that ivermectin, and you give it to her now.
Oh, that's exciting.
And she turned around, and she's healthy.
And is she out of the hospital?
And I think she's out of the hospital now.
That's a great story. Love it. Good for Judy. Is that her name?
Judith. Probably Judy.
Yeah.
So that was a great story.
Great.
We're talking about this vaccine issue because this is a huge issue. I sent a video to Catherine. I think she posted it today, if not tomorrow, whatever. Greg sent it to me. Greg, if you're listening, thank you for sending this video. It's a PhD scientist who goes over using all the research. You know, okay, you know, you say you've done research. Let's look at it. So he goes over the research, explains it, talks about this vaccine, what it is or isn't. It is not a vaccine.
No, it's not.
It is not. It is gene mutation experiment.
Yeah, editing or whatever that is, you know, gene editing or
yes.
experiment, whatever.
It is not a vaccine. Even by clinical scientific definition, it is not a vaccine. So he goes into this in this video. So it's a video. It's super powerful. And a lot of, it's one of those things you can send to, you know, your mother-in-law, whatever, doesn't want to, she wants to get the vaccine and you've told her something. Say, here, check this out. What do you think of this? You know, that's a simple one. So anyway, that video should be in the news on the website. Yeah. Maybe we should email, Catherine, maybe we should email it out.
That's a better idea.
Maybe we should email, we should do both. We'll email it out to everybody. Say, here, here's a video for you. What'd you say, Todd? Todd saying something?
Oh.
Chad in North Carolina. All right, we got a caller. Hold on 1 second, Chad. So, go ahead.
Because I've talked to a doctor and he was telling me all about the, you know, why does it have to, I asked him, why does it have to be held at 70 degrees below zero centigrade, you know, and 20 degrees on the other? He said everything's held together by enzymes. And the only way they stay together is if they're frozen together. And even if they're frozen together after 6 months, at 70 degrees minus 70, they start to degrade.
The enzymes break down.
Even at minus 70 degrees. So he said by the time they're, I said, well, you can't give a vaccine to somebody at minus 70 degrees. He said halfway through that process of
getting in your body.
Yeah. Of, you know, lowering the temperature so you can give it. He says the enzymes start to separate and degrade. So you don't know what the heck you are. And he said at the end, when they give it to you, it could be days, it could be weeks. And it's, he said, it's like a bomb when they put it in your
arm. You have no idea.
It's like a bomb. That's exactly what he said. You have no idea what it's going to do to your body. And he said, people all over the world are dying from diseases and maladies that have never been on this earth before. So,
wow, I don't even know. Every time I talk to my relatives, I talk to my mother-in-law, my father, every time I say, now don't get that vaccine now.
Oh,
no. Every time I tell them, I don't care what they trick you, whatever. Even California, the health departments in California, one of them would say, hey, we need to pause on this.
That's exactly right.
You know, what they're telling. My mother-in-law said, well, nobody's having any side effects. I said, what planet are you on?
It's because they're not.
You must be watching Fox News.
Yeah, they're not telling it.
Okay, we got a couple callers.
Yeah,
now, excellent. Chad, we got Diane's in Belize, and so she's a little further away. Just please stay on hold, Chad. Let's get Diane. Let's move her up because she may be four, whatever. Diane in Belize, you're live on the Power Hour. What's on your mind, Diane?
Yeah, I just, you know, really was glad that you said you're mad at Christians for not taking action. We can't just withdraw and hide our head in the sand like an ostrich and pull our kids out of school and try to just not participate in the system, which I have done very well, but I mean, we need to get out there and do something because our freedom is going, and without the freedom, we can't study our Bibles. And I was really blessed by this video on YouTube called A Galilean Wedding, A Picture of the End of the World. And it talks about the traditional Hebrew wedding ceremony and how it's in three distinct parts, and they represent the baptism, the communion, and then the bridegroom coming for his bride, and you'd really be blessed if you study up on that. But
it's called a Galilean.
Word for wait is we're supposed to wait. In a Galilean wedding, the bride and the groom were ready, and they'd already been through two ceremonies, but they're ready for the final wedding ceremony and where they come together. And the only person that knows when it's going to happen is the father of the groom. Does that sound like God only knows and Jesus doesn't even know when he's coming back for us?
Interesting.
But we're commanded to wait and stay holy for our groom. And wait in Hebrew is an active term. We're supposed to be actively waiting. We're supposed to be spreading the gospel. We're supposed to be fighting against tyranny. We're supposed to wait in Hebrew is an active word where we're supposed to be participating. And I feel like if we don't get out there and participate, God's going to say, well, I don't know you. It won't be well done, good and faithful servant. It'll be, I don't know you. You didn't participate. You hid your light under a bushel and hid back in the bush and didn't do anything.
Well, hold on 1 second.
And
stay right there, Diane.
We can't do that because Christians are, you know, acquiescing, everything's going bad.
Hold on 1 second, Diane. Here's a quote, and this is Thomas Paine, and I've read this many times. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us, blah, blah, blah. Tyranny and hell are synonymous to our founding fathers. The founding fathers looked at tyranny just like hell. And if you think about spiritually, what is hell? It's a spiritual tyranny. What is Lucifer's plan? It is tyranny. It is spiritual tyranny over your soul, over you. And it's the same thing. This idea that tyranny and religion and Bible and politics are separate is just, it's not American. This is a relatively new idea in this country. This is totally, totally outside the realm of thinking of 18th century Americans. Completely, this is so far removed from the way they thought and the way they looked at this. That's what's so disturbing to me. Last thought is yours, Diane.
Well, yeah, it is. It's disturbing because every Christian group that I encounter, they're all waiting for the rapture, for Jesus to come and take them away.
Oh, my gosh.
They're waiting
they
here, too.
Participate.
What do you say to those? Okay, you kind of said it. Todd, get rid of the break. No break. Let's just go straight through. This is very important.
Yeah.
I'm of the opinion, and I've, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, there's a few things I'm good at this show. I'm pretty good at some of these things. Am I right about it? No. But I'm pretty good on this. The future is going to be won by conviction. Conviction is going to win. And if Christians have even close to equal the conviction of the other side, the providence and the power, the universal power that comes on the side of Christians will completely support them and overwhelm them. That's what I believe. What would your thought on that, Diane, and what would you say to people listening who think that, hey, I could just wait for the rapture and I don't need to focus. This is not in my realm. God doesn't want me to focus on these political things.
Well, the Bible says to wait because they've translated into English. But the Hebrew word for wait is a different word, and it means to be actively involved. While you're waiting for your relatives to come, you're mowing the lawn, you're cooking the dinner, you're doing all these things. It doesn't mean to do nothing.
Sit in the room.
You're supposed to be preparing for your bridegroom. You're supposed to be out there, you know, making sure there's justice in the world and fighting against injustice. And then when your bridegroom does come, he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant.
The most important.
But if you're not prepared.
Yeah.
The Bible doesn't say to wait in the English sense of the word. That is not what we're supposed to do. We are the body of Christ, and the body has to take action. The body doesn't sit there and do nothing and wait for the brain to come and tell, you know, come and step in and do things. The brain can't take action.
The most important, or one of the most important concepts of the Bible that Genesis specifically makes clear. Pastor Wright was on the other day and talking about this. This idea of dominion, this seems to be a sticking point with a lot of Christians. They're not dominion Christians. They're, you know, well, I just got to get out of here and go someplace else. Where the Bible seems pretty clear, Genesis is pretty clear, that no authority is given to you. You're supposed to make heaven on earth, and dominion is given to you. This is the idea. So when you see things happening, when you see the injustice that we've seen, when you see the Bill of Rights broken, this is the standard. This is what I'm telling you. When you see the Declaration of Independence offended, what you are really seeing is God offended, and the mandate of God offended, and that people need to put those two things together. It's not, well, you know, I disagree with Joe Biden, he's a bad politician. No. I am offended to my spiritual core, because my spiritual sense tells me that I am divine and endowed by God with dominion, and he is screwing with that dominion. And when we have that attitude, then we don't even have to talk about what you need to do or not do. This will be an automatic reflex to you that you develop this. Americans have been neutered down in this sense. I mean, how do you think this country started? Jonas Clark was the pastor of the church. Samuel Adams, when the British came to take their guns, says, is your community ready to fight? He said, I have prepared them to do such. That was a pass there in 1775. 1775.
So what can we... I think we could all fight to get hand-counted ballots back in our county. We could do that. You know, we could try to get county our sheriffs that are constitutional sheriffs. But we need to take back our local government and our local county. We could try to get our local schools to not take federal funds and refuse to participate in that.
Well, good luck with that. There's a list.
People on top of the school system.
If you want my opinion, I'm not discouraging anybody from any of those things. Those are great things. But there's a list. Some are pie in the sky right now where we are. So those aren't the first things to attack. So you got to make a list. What is the low hanging fruit? What is the things you can do? And I just got the call, Uncle Kevin. I was with you this morning. I just had a call with a guy from a county.
That's wonderful.
We worked with the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
We're working with him. He went in front of the county commissioner to work to get his county as a Second Amendment sanctuary county. You know, here the sanctuary cities for illegal aliens?
Yeah.
Making a county a sanctuary, uh-huh. Second Amendment sanctuary city. Okay. That is very doable for a lot of these counties. And if you go and I'm going to probably have this guy on, especially if it looks like it's going to be successful. He had a very good meeting. And so we'll see if it is successful, we'll probably have him on. So that's doable in a lot of is it doable in Philadelphia? No, it's not.
No.
But it's doable in most of America. It's doable. So make a list of whatever you want to do. Make a list. That's why I talk about school a lot, because you don't need government. You don't need anybody. You can make that decision on your own. You can make that, and I'll tell you here. Here's how much I feel about my wife and I. We talked about this last night. If there is anybody who is thinking about homeschooling their child, whatever, you know, I know the curriculum we use. I know it costs some money, whatever. I will pay. The Power Hour will pay for one person. Anybody calls, we will pay. For one of your children, whatever, for their curriculum, for their homeschool. If you're looking at this and money's an issue and whatever, I will pay. If somebody wants to do this, I will pay for it. Come, so school start, you have about 7 months.
Wow.
And I will pay for somebody. Then my wife and I have talked about this. This, to me, the most important thing you can do is prepare your children, because the onslaught's coming. It's here. We're in a new world. We're in a new world, ladies and gentlemen. We relented.
They send their parents to their children. The children of these public schools, and they learn homosexuality, all this crazy stuff, and they get so confused, and then they commit suicide, and the parents are like, what happened? You know?
They learn atheism.
They learn all that stuff, and they're so confused. And the parents are like, you know, where did it go wrong? Where did it all go wrong?
Okay, I'm going to go back to the 60s. You told the story, Uncle Kevin, about my grandma, your mom, about the prayer in school.
Oh, yeah.
So they started taking prayer in school.
Yeah, she was mad.
She was mad. Okay, my grandma, for the most part, everybody just got, my grandma about went apey.
She went ape.
Yeah, it said who?
Yeah, they blamed it on the Jews.
Yeah, the school said, well, some Jews, well, I know all the Jews. Who are they? I'll go talk to them.
There was three Jews in her whole school.
Three Jews in the whole school.
She called all three of them. Are you the one that said that you wanted a prayer out of school? And no, it wasn't I. We don't care if there's prayer in school, you know?
It's probably all a scam.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's the point I get to this. And if you sit there and you think that you are going to wait until we're like China and that you'll just wrap your Bible in Ziplocs and bury it, you're a moron. Hey, you take it any way you want. You want to be offended? You want to not listen? I don't care. You're a moron. You do not, you are naive and you are ignorant. You are a fool. And to think that in 1960, here's what happened. The government said, we don't want you to pray in school. And people said, well, we like praying. We like the Lord's Prayer. What's the matter with the Lord's Prayer? My grandmother even called the Jews in the school.
Yeah.
What's the matter with the Lord's Prayer? They said nothing. We didn't say anything. The school said, you will not pray.
That's right.
So what did we do as Christians? What did we do?
Nothing.
Nothing. We did nothing.
Well, in China, if you want to have a church meeting, you don't tell anyone. They decide, like, whoever's in charge decides where they're going to have it. And then the other people have to pray about it. And if the Lord shows them where it is, they show up. But if the Lord doesn't show them, then they're not invited.
Wow.
That's how you get invited to church in China.
Wow.
You know, they can't even announce which house they're going to meet in or which basement they're going to hide in.
Well, and you got to also think about, okay, what's everything else that's involved with that? Okay, if that's the situation with the Bible, okay, in China, they'll rip you right off the street and take your organs.
Oh, they will.
They'll make you have an abortion.
Yep.
They'll put you, they don't like your religious beliefs and you're a Uyghur Muslim, they'll throw you in a concentration camp. Okay, yeah. That's just what we know about.
Yep.
Okay? So that's the environment. That's what happens when the government says they don't want you reading the Bible. That's everything else that's involved with it. So to lecture me, for you to tell me that the Declaration of Independence is not important to your spiritual life, you are ignorant, you are naive, and you are a fool. Okay? That's it. I don't know what else to say.
It's not more important than the Bible, though. It is protected.
You there? Did she get cut? What happened, Todd? Did she get cut off? What happened? You there, Diane?
You pushed the mute button?
Diane, did you hit mute with your face? Because I do that all the time.
Yeah,
I
know.
Okay, we do have chat. Diane, if you call back if you want to finish, we'll get to the other caller. So anyway, and again, I'll quadruple down. There are chapters in this Bible were more important 3,000 years ago to those people, but that chapter is not more important to you in 2021 than the Declaration of Independence. And you can have a difference of opinion, whatever. We can argue about it. What I'm trying to get you to understand is how unbelievably important the covenant of the Declaration of Independence is. There was an irrevocable covenant on the house of Israel. Israel's not made up of Jews. There's 12 tribes. And so Joseph got to double with Manasseh and Ephraim. So really, there were 13 tribes, the 10 lost, the whatever, the three that remained, the Levites, whatever. They migrated to Western Europe. Then they came to America. America is Israel. People say, oh, well, Israel, that's, you don't want to know where the Israelites are? Look around in America. Hey, that's where Israelites are. That's where the covenant, that's where the blessing was. And look what happened to America. There was an irrevocable covenant on this land through the house of Israel. The Declaration of Independence is a stamp and another connection to it and another blessing. Okay? I know that's true. You may not believe me. I know it's true. Let's go to Chad in North Carolina. Chad in North Carolina, you're live on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can, sir. Thank you for waiting. I didn't know. Okay. See, she was from Belize. I didn't know what was going on. So thank you.
No, that was actually a very good bunch of points that she made, because we actually at church I go to, we've been talking about, pastor has been talking about those kind of subjects. And then,
great.
And then it reminded me of preparation of one of the sermons they did a couple weeks ago. He talked about the 10 virgins with the 10 lamps, and the five of them, I believe, had they didn't have oil for the lamps, but the other ones did, and they went into the bridegroom, and the other ones, you know, they were busy looking for oil, so they weren't prepared, and they
yes.
were shut out. So just made me think of that when you guys talked about that. But I guess the reason I called, you may have mentioned it as I was calling, the video that you were talking about the vaccines.
Yeah.
Were you talking about the David Martin video?
No, I don't think so. I don't know the net. If you go ahead, keep talking. I can probably find it right here. Go ahead and talk.
Okay, if you go on YouTube, I didn't even know about this. But I get Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief newsletter,
mm-hmm.
and this was a great video attached to it.
Yes, it is David. You're right, 100%. David Martin.
Yeah,
it
was called the January 11th one. It was a series called The Butterfly of the Week. As he was explaining, it was called gene therapy when they took these shots to test trial. and that it was actually a military contractor here that was in charge of distributing them. And, you know, they only did that under the pretext that it was done under emergency authorization. Therefore, there was no liability for any problems that was caused. And that ought to make people think really hard. And I know, and I've talked to people that I thought, you know, didn't really understand this, you know, where I work, but they're like, well, that's why I'm not taking it. And
wow.
I was like, good. You know, not everybody is clueless, but
Chad, did they give a reason? Did they say, I'm not taking it because why? Did they tell
because
you?
Because they heard that there had been bad side effects.
And we still don't know where Tiffany Dover is. Did you hear the story about Tiffany Dover? You know, she passed out on live TV after she took a vaccine, the nurse. You know what I'm talking about?
I saw it. I look at all this stuff as much as I can, and somebody told me that, oh, she had a tendency to pass out when she was in a, you know,
okay.
intense situation or whatever.
Yeah, what a bunch of garbage.
Okay, so, maybe that's true, but where is she?
One.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
is
nobody
she?
Knows. Right.
Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, Chad. You're making great points.
Did you I scour the internet when I get time, unfortunately. I don't get enough. Ed Griffin had, I believe it was his newsletter, a lady who had gotten a shot, and her daughter explaining that she'd gotten it, and she started having convulsions and she could barely walk down the hall, and they had video of it. And she was just shaking. There's no way you could have faked it. Oh. And she's barely walked down the hall, and it was only getting worse. I can't tell you, people, if this isn't the mark of the beast, I don't know what is.
Well, the first two weeks, Chad, they had report. The first 2 weeks, this is the ones that are reported. And now it's through their statistics, 95% or so, they know that 95% of symptoms are not going to be reported. That's their own thinking. That's their own logic. I mean, right. I don't know how it applies to this, whatever. That's their thinking. 3,000, in the first 2 weeks, 3,000 incidences of severe reaction were reported. The first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're way past 2 weeks. I mean, I think they stopped counting. They're not telling us anymore.
Of course not.
First 2 weeks, over 3,000. Anyway, go ahead, Chad.
We have a newspaper here that I got a free trial edition of, and I stopped it because it's so full of left wing editors and so forth. That just makes me sick. They had a article in there about the Department of Health here. They said the statistics were they were having trouble getting. That North Carolina was like on the bottom of the list at how well the vaccine rollout was going, which isn't a vaccine. I don't call it a vaccine myself. They said, I believe it was 40 to 60% of long-term care nursing home employees refused to take it.
Wow. That's great. Well, I'll tell you the story happened. Now, my aunt works in a nursing home. I'll tell you exactly what happened. They gave it to, I think, all the inmates. I'll say inmates. I don't know what better word. The residents there, the older people who are living there. A great percentage of them died. Boom.
Bam.
Dead. Two of the workers got the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, of the two, almost immediately serious seizures and was in the hospital.
Yep.
With seizures.
Mm-hmm. And she was younger.
And she was pretty young.
Yeah.
And the rest of the work said, well, we ain't that's it. That's it for that. That's the end of that. We ain't taking that.
This is that story in California just a couple of days ago. 56-year-old man gets a vaccine at the senior living facilities on Thursday. 20 minutes later, realizes his legs felt tingly and he was having a shortness of breath. He was wheeled into the ambulance. 1 hour later, he was in the ICU on a ventilator. And 3 hours later, he was dead.
In 1977, there was a quote-unquote law statute. Now, I say quote-unquote law, that the government can experiment on the American people. So that's on the books, quote-unquote.
Mm-hmm.
This
but
is an experiment.
But that's against the
Geneva Convention.
Geneva Convention.
Well, Kev, I mean, they just stole an election in broad daylight.
Oh,
they
know,
did everything. I mean, this is a new world, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to take responsibility.
Right.
Yeah. The people that you love, Chad, the people that you know about, this video is very important. One thing I forgot about the video that you brought up, the name of that the group that was rolling out was called ATI. ATI's other function that they did was they ran propaganda for the government.
Remember
that? Let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen.
They were getting hit with propaganda every day. Every day.
Can I ask you another question or two?
Sure. Go ahead.
You had Deborah Tavares on months ago, and I wanted to ask you. She used to, I think, kind of collaborate with a man named Gary Arnold, who was on Dr. Stan's show years ago, and he used to talk about the chemtrails and all these different organizations. I was just wondering if anybody had any idea where he's at or what happened to him.
I actually talked to Deborah Tavares a week ago now. I don't know. A week ago. Deborah is like a lot of us. Deborah's very upset. Deborah is very upset. And I'll call her and I'll ask her. Keep reminding me if I don't. I got to write this down or I'll forget.
And also, I know in the past y'all had Dr. Dennis Cuddy on. His mother passed away several months ago. And I was just wondering, he's still writing for News with Views. All of a sudden he started writing for them again. And I'd be curious to know what his take on current events is.
Okay. Well, there you go, Catherine. There's two people we can look. Gary Arnold, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We'll look at it, Chad. Anything else you want to say? I really appreciate your call.
I really appreciate everything you guys are doing. I've been buying the vitamins. They've helped me out. Including a family member here, they think that they may have gotten pneumonia, and they talked to some other friends here that they had a persistent cough. And I try to tell people, you know, you gotta keep on the vitamin D3 and the zinc. And I forgot all about that. I had a bottle of Chaga Max. So I took it to them, and it's good stuff. It's a great immune booster with the beta glucans. So
there you
if you're
Chad.
Like having a chronic, you know, trying to get over something, that's a great product, I think.
Absolutely. At the North American Urban Spice product, that's why we have them on. That's why we buy from the good guys. These products are great. The one for me, I haven't used a lot. This is me personally. Chaga Max is a great product. Me personally, the thing that you got something going on, a little cough in your thing, that Orega Resp is like a bomb.
Yeah, bam.
That Orega Resp is, but you got, like you said, you got to take it. You know, you got to take it consistently. That is the bomb, that Orega Resp. Quercetin, don't forget your quercetin with your zinc also.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Chad, for everything.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
God bless.
Y'all take care. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for your support.
Yeah.
Todd, do we got Diane back? We still got Diane. Okay. Diane, I don't know what happened, but welcome back.
I don't know, but we were playing with her earlier today, and different code words seems to turn off the Skype call.
Disconnects, yeah.
Watch that, Daniel, that Galilean wedding picture, the end of the world. I'm sorry it's on YouTube, but you'll be blessed. You know, you were bought with a high price, and while you're waiting for your bridegroom, do it actively. You know, be involved.
You're bought with
a
high
price. Get out there and
I love that.
Shine your light, you know.
Pastor Wright just texted me.
That's what we're called to do.
That's right. And you cannot shine your light. Don't sit there and lecture me. You cannot bring your children and lay them at the altar of a satanic operation that won't let you pray or talk about God. What else do we need to talk about? If you're telling me that this is important to you, you know, I'm not saying you, Diane. I'm just saying, you know, you're Christian. You telling me that this is important to you and you want to know why we're in the situation. They say, well, we've went away from the Bible. Yeah, you have, because you won't stand up for the Bible. You ain't got to pick up a gun.
Well, look at how
Jeez.
The churches are shut down now. They shut down all the churches worldwide. Look at that.
It's terrible.
That's, wow.
Pastor Wright just texted me, Luke 19:13, occupy until I come, do business. What's the business of God? The business of God is liberty, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty. Where the Spirit of God is, there's
liberty.
So what's his business? His business is liberty. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now you see the connection? I mean, somebody want to tell me I'm wrong?
Christ is freedom. Christ is
bingo.
Freedom.
Bingo.
Christ is freedom. Sin is slavery. Sin is slavery.
Oh, my gosh. Bingo. This is it. How do you resist? Remember, low-hanging fruit. Figure out something that you know that you can accomplish. You can control your children. I mean, usually, I mean, I just told you, if you can't afford it, I will pay for your homeschooling. If somebody's out there, I will buy your homeschooling. If that's the thing that's stopping you from doing this, I will buy it.
There you go.
I just told you.
How can you beat that?
Thank you so much, Diane.
Well, I'll tell you what, here in Belize, we get climate sores coming from the northern countries, and then the type of staff and stuff here is different. So you get these terrible pussy boils and skin infections. And you use that oil of oregano, it goes right through the skin and kills all the bacteria. It's the best thing.
Are they making
oil of oregano? Is fantastic.
Oil of oregano from North American Urban Spice. That's the best thing.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you so much. Do you got a question, Kev, real quick?
Well, are they making you take a vaccine in Belize?
Yeah, what's the vaccine environment there?
Oh, we lost her again.
We lost her? Yeah. Okay. Who was the caller? Somebody in Kansas? Joe in Kansas.
Hey, Joe!
Did you have something you want to say, Kev, before we go to the caller?
No.
Okay, Joe in Kansas, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hello, Daniel. I've been going to call you for a long time.
Well, good.
You're doing an excellent job of carrying on Joyce's tradition, and you're doing it in your own way, but at the same time, you're doing an excellent job of carrying on the legacy that dear lady started. And you don't ever need to apologize for a rant because people don't understand. I've been on my study of globalism for 50 years now. Globalism, God's law, and natural law. It's pretty disgusting what these people do and who they represent. Satan, of course. But I appreciate what you're doing because you're really telling the truth. And when you go on one of these rants, you pump an awful lot of information. And I just hope that heck people are listening. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Stay right there, Joe. Thank you. That means a lot to me because, it's hard for me to gauge how people take that. I'm to the point, I've told you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I'm serious. I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to be on the air. You see what's going on and how that we're in a new world. And so I'm a lot more inclined, even if it's on the side of, kind of being aggressive or being rude or being, maybe even pushing the envelope, maybe being a little, I'm going to push the envelope a lot more because exactly. I mean, we're at Hail Mary time. I mean, we got to take risks now. So that's so that you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's my mindset right now. And I get so frustrated. I'm sure like you do, Joe. And especially sounds like you've seen this a lot longer than I have and you can see it. And I am good at certain things and I can, if I have enough time, I can put something together and I can kind of see it. Conviction is going to win. Conviction will win. And those Muslims in England showed you exactly what it's going to take. And it's not going to take anything less, and it's not going to take anything more. When you can, the David Icke interview was, oh my gosh, that was such an unbelievable interview.
Sure was.
Please listen to that David Icke interview. He's telling you, you want to change, you have to say no. I promise you.
Yeah.
They are going to want you to do things that God doesn't want you to do. They already have. But they're going to do more. Yeah. That God doesn't want you to do. If you believe in God, then have faith in Him and say no. For the love of God, please. That's what I say. Last thought is yours, Joe.
Well, we've got, the problem is, one way or another, I mean, you have to believe the prophetic books in the Bible, and we'll just shorten up Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Revelation, Matthew into calling it Revelation. Any good Christian should know. I mean, I don't see anything in there that tells us that we're not going to go through that. Some of the Old Testament prophecy, God said, if you straighten up, I don't do the judgment. they straightened up and there was no judgment. But is there any place in the prophetic books that says this isn't going to happen?
You know, that's the argument. They keep saying this. This is a 19th century idea, this rapture idea. The Jews in the Babylonian captivity, all the things that, do you don't think God had a covenant on them? You don't think God had protection, divine providence on them? Look what happened to them. I mean, do you think it's going to be any different for us? And what does it mean straighten up? See, and that's another thing. People think, oh, as long as I don't drink on Saturday night and don't cheat on my wife, then I'm a good Christian. Everything's fine. It's so much more than that, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I mean. In general, I mean, try to follow Christian principles. You know, believe in God. I don't know, you know, live God in Christ. Do what you're supposed to do. I mean, you know, that's kind of what I mean. And I don't see anything in the prophetic books that says that, you know, this nastiness is this, we've got hell coming. And I don't know whether it's now. I still have hopes. And I know military coups have a bad habit of going bad, but I still have hope that there's a military coup in process. Steve Pachinik says there is.
Well, there's the music. Joe, can you hang on? Joe, can you hang on for the break?
Yes.
Oh, yes. He needs both lights. Joe, here, just hang on, Joe. We'll straighten this out. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Jason Derkovich on the other side. Stay there, Joe. God bless you. We'll be right back. Jason Derkovich.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.